the Power Trip After Party Podcast, presented by Evans Transportation.
Welcome to the Power Trip After Party Podcast. It's we're recording this on Thursday, April 28th. No, it's
what are you doing?
What the fuck is wrong?
July
with you?
28th.
Why do you start these things if you have you're what 3-4 months off? You're telling people what day we're recording a podcast that could last forever.
Almost,
it could be timeless.
I almost said August, and then I corrected myself to April instead of July.
How many months can you name?
All 12.
Go for it.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December.
He did it.
Thank you.
How many states can you name?
All 50.
Go for it.
Alabama, Arkansas, California.
You already skipped a couple.
I don't. You need me in. You need them in alphabetical order.
I don't think you're going back to the ones you skipped.
That's a good point. I was going from
Shut
left
up.
To right.
Oh, left to right.
West
to
east.
So you're skipping Hawaii and Alaska too?
Yeah. Until after.
Do you start with Alabama, but you're starting west to east?
West coast
Alabama. Okay. Anyway, this is a podcast.
This is a podcast, and it's brought
Thursday,
to you by
April
Evans
28th.
Transportation, evanstrans.com. Our guest is Mark Hassing. He is, Mark, I mean, obviously we've gone through so many different theaters in the Mall of America, but this right. one is different. What is your theater called?
B&B Theaters.
Okay.
It's a family-owned company. We're new to Minnesota, but I like to tell people we're not new to the industry. The company's been around since 1924, mm-hmm. so we're kind of 100 years. So we got some legacy here. And what's cool about us versus what's been there, it's been kind of a turnstile, like you said. And I think first it was Mall America's Theater, and then I went to, I believe, AMC for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And then CMX was the company that just did a beautiful remodel just before the pandemic, and unfortunately, they bowed out and left the place vacant. And so then after a year and a half, we had the opportunity to become the tenant there. So we're very excited about being there.
Hmm.
And what are you guys bringing to the table? What's different about B&B?
Thanks. Well, first of all, the family element. I mean, that mm-hmm. is really awesome because you don't see that in other places. But the main thing right now is we're very excited about the Screen X auditorium that we just finished. So that's just been open in just a couple weeks now. We had a ribbon cutting event and things like that. What's neat about Screen X is that, first, it's the only one in Minnesota. Basically, you know, you got your normal screen in the front. It's kind of curved a little bit, so it kind of adds to the sidewalls, which the sidewalls themselves are an entire screen on both sides. And what's neat about Screen X is it really becomes a very immersive experience.
Sure.
So that when the action's happening on the sides and the front, I mean, it's happening almost all the time. But typically, what I like to say, too, because sometimes people say, well, it's not always on the walls, on the sides, sometimes. And that's because just like in a music score, sometimes the music has to kind of get low for a while mm-hmm. to set back up for another experience. So it's done very decisive by the directors, but it really adds to the experience. It's so cool. In fact, right now, I want to tell you this. We just brought Top Gun back on Screen X. I saw it last Tuesday. Phenomenal. I mean, it's so cool. Because the aerial shots themselves, if you've seen the new Top Gun, amazing. And then seeing it in Screen X is phenomenal.
So are they specially made for Screen X? Is that
yes.
something that the, so that that's a new thing in the industry now? Is that
yes.
these directors are, with that in mind, choosing shots that mm-hmm. can fit that?
Yep, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's what makes it so cool is that it's with the director's intent. Some directors may use it more than others. Definitely in Top Gun. Definitely used it a lot. It's so cool. And I'm not typically for me, I always like to get like in the middle center for seeing a movie. With mm-hmm. Screen X, I kind of like to go all the way back and really get that whole immersive feeling.
So all right, so if I go to a B&B theater showing or movie, what percentage of movies do you think are going to be available on Screen X? Like, is this kids' movies and stuff, too, or just big action movies? What's going to end up being there more often than not?
Ultimately, the ones that are going to be brought in will be the action movies, that just because that really lends itself. So the next one coming up is going to be Bullet Train with Brad Pitt and Sandra Bullock. That looks pretty fun. I can't remember who directed it, but it looks like a Guy Ritchie film to me, just from the trailers. I don't know if you guys have seen some of the trailers, but
mm-hmm.
But yeah.
It looks incredible.
I think so,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It looks a little quirky, but it looks fun, and all the action and stuff. So that'll be the next one coming. But yeah, if you want to see Top Gun, we have that running until through next Wednesday. I think it's like 11 a.m. and then 1 o'clock, something like that. But you can go to the website and get the showtime. So that's cool.
Very cool. I'm just trying to like picture in my head, and it sounds like something you almost have to, you know, see to totally understand it. But is it for those side screens? Is it different cameras, or is it just more of a, you know, an extension of the single shot that it, you know, just wraps around?
Great question. I mean, that's a great question. Exactly. So what it is, there's actually five projectors involved. Uh-huh. So you've got the main projector for the front, and then and you have two projectors going opposite way to the other side walls. So it's actually five projectors going on. Wow. It's a pretty complex unit.
Can't it's really cool. Imagine.
So, let's you sound pumped, Zach.
I'm thrilled. I can't wait.
Is this the future of theaters? Like, is this going to be in like every theater everywhere?
I mean, well, I remember when once upon a time stadium seating.
Yeah.
You know that just took on. Now everybody's got to have a recliner.
We've got assigned seats.
And assigned seats.
Yeah.
Heated seats. In our ScreenX theater. I mean, it's just. Everything's just about making the experience a lot more fun. You just can't beat the true large screen format, you know?
Yeah.
I remember when I was going to college, I had a theater teacher, and he said, you know, the way you want to see the movies on the big screen, the way God intended it to be.
Mm-hmm. So, that is the best way to see a movie. I mean, like you just talked about with Top Gun. If you saw Top Gun, like, on that TV that's in the studio that's like 32 inches, it's not the same thing. Like, you have to see that movie. Most of the Marvel movies you need to see in a theater, and that's exactly what it's for. Going to see movies is sweet. I love going to movies.
Me too. Although I know you don't like James Cameron too much.
No, I'm not a big fan of him. I mean, I've never seen Avatar. Yeah, it just doesn't look that good, and there's brand new ones coming out. But even like, all jokes aside, like we were talking on the show, Titanic in the theater, the first time you saw it was incredible. It just was. It was this unbelievable thing that you were going to see, and it revolutionized how they made movies. All mm-hmm. the detail and everything, it was cool as hell. Mm-hmm. The movie wasn't as great, but it was just sweet. Movies are meant to see in a theater, and I'm glad that you have a sweet theater.
Well, and I imagine a movie like Titanic would, you know, be so much enhanced with a ScreenX type deal because... I mean, you could be essentially under the water and be surrounded by water and you know, imagine those intense
mermen.
Scenes where he's...
Yeah, mermen.
That's right.
Surrounded by mermen.
Mermen.
Sure. Seamen. Seamen. Yeah. Absolutely. No, King Triton, you know?
Yeah.
That's a great point. I mean, I was actually thinking the same thing as Paul was talking about that. It's like, can you imagine seeing Titanic now in the ScreenX? Mm-hmm. I mean, how cool would that be? That'd be very cool.
Hey, can I ask you just an inside theater question? Because I don't know if I'm in the majority or minority when it comes to this, but I like getting popcorn and a soda, and that's about it, right? The new thing in the last, 10-ish years, maybe more than that, is full meal options at a theater.
Yeah.
Once in a while, my kids want to do that. I'm not the kind of guy that wants to sit there and have chicken strips and fries at a movie theater. I want popcorn and pop.
You said no chicken strips?
Yeah, not like
yeah, no, I get
I want
it,
them
though.
Before or after. Yeah. Like, I don't want to eat a full meal while I'm watching. I'll do that at home. I don't want to do that at the movie theater. It's just popcorn and soda.
I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What percentage of people do the full meal bit?
Oh, my gosh. It's
That seems crazy to me.
It blows me away, too. And we love it, of course.
Yeah, it's
but,
good revenue.
We actually have a nice kitchen in there because like when CMX was there, they put in a very beautiful kitchen. Mm-hmm. More than we probably would ever need, but we've got, like you said, this, you know, you got your finger meal stuff, your chicken tenders, your hamburgers, cheeseburgers. We even have flatbread pizza.
Do you have cheese curds?
We're getting it.
I was going to say massive omission
so
if you don't
good.
Have at least
you
cheese.
Know, we're just yeah. getting
Do
that.
You have pretzels / pretzel bites? Do you have one or both?
Pretzels.
Pretzels, fine. Okay.
So good. Yeah,
Do you
pretzels,
have mini
fine.
Donuts?
Mini donuts, no, not yet.
What about churros?
Not yet. But I'm making a list as you speak.
I don't think of other theater foods that I've seen in the past.
But the flatbread pizza,
you said, yeah.
But the candy, you can't go wrong with candy.
Oh, we've got candy.
Yeah, candy's sweet. I love candy at a movie.
We make
candy, popcorn, and yeah, all of it. Candy, popcorn, and a large DC is the best way to go to a film.
We also have a bar.
Yeah, see, that helps too.
And the people can bring their drinks inside the bar, which is really cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they love that part.
So here's another thing. Again, am I in the majority or minority on this? Like, when I get a large popcorn and it's like unlimited refills, I don't ever leave the movie.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. I've never in my life refilled a popcorn at a movie theater.
You never do it on the way out?
Nope.
Because that's... Nope. That's, I don't know why you do it, but like...
To get it one on the way out?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's the refill reason.
Get it to go, huh?
Yeah. Yep. That's what a lot of people do. Yeah. Or you get the popcorn to go. My gal does that.
A movie in the middle of a movie to go get never. A pop or
no,
a
I never leave it in.
Movies need an intermission.
I almost got a bladder infection because I had to pee midway through Gone Girl and I didn't want to leave.
I had the same issue with Batman. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I didn't care for Batman much. But I bet I had to pee the back half of that movie.
Yeah, see, movies now, like these Marvel movies, like eventually one of these Marvel movies is going to be 4 hours long. You need an intermission, like a 15-minute break. Get up. Stretch, all that stuff. Go get more food. Yeah, movies need an intermission.
I would just say just pee beforehand. You know,
well, there's that.
Audie pees like 80 times.
By the way, did I tell you guys that I mostly watched Batman again on HBO Max about a week ago?
Did you fall asleep?
Oh, really? It was worse than I thought.
Wow.
It really was. Like, the I'm telling you, man, when Batman shows up on the crime scenes and all the cops are telling him, what are you doing here? It's even worse the second time. And I'll tell you what, and this is like sacrilege because I love this dude. I thought the Riddler was way worse than I thought the first time.
And what?
The
Riddler's the best part.
I did not think he was that good
first
time.
God, you're dumb.
And the second time, I'm like, it's even worse.
No, the Riddler's the best part.
No, it
what?
Was not good.
Why?
Riddler was not good. And Paul Dano's a phenomenal actor. He's terrific, but I did not care for that role.
I'm actually shocked that you went back and watched it again after how negatively you received it.
Well,
the first
time. My wife had one eye on it, and I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'll watch some of this. Ooh, boy. And that stupid-ass scene at Madison Square Garden where
that part sucks.
Stupid.
That part sucks.
That part's unbelievably dumb.
Yeah.
But I probably would have liked it more if I hadn't had to piss, if I had cheese curds, if I had pretzel bites.
You saw it on
the
Screen X.
Screen X.
Yep.
So I can see the Riddler from three different cameras, not just one.
Well, another question mark for you.
Yeah.
Regarding old movies, is there possibilities of, you know, putting an older movie on in any Screen X format? Like, for example, Ladybugs?
Great question.
Ladybugs is hideous.
No,
fuck off.
I don't see that happening unless it's some sort of a major thing. Like, for example, they're re-releasing now National Lampoon's Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Hmm, sure.
Remember that?
Yep.
That's
Sean
a great
Penn
film.
On the put him on the map, of course.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Yeah.
But maybe something like that. But I was thinking, like, when talking about Titanic, I would not be surprised on some anniversary of Titanic, of them reissuing it, and because of the James Cameron thing, that maybe they will, in fact, roll it out for a Screen X and the other big formats and stuff like that.
But to Zach's point, though, how much access do theaters have to old movies? Because are we still – it's all digital now, correct? So, like, for example, I don't know, if the Power Trip wanted to have a day where we just let our listeners – come and watch Ladybugs with us.
Yeah.
Just throwing a movie out
there.
Yeah,
you can.
We could do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or like...
God, you love
I'm trying
Ladybugs.
To think of other Oscar winners like Weekend at Bernie's or Teen Wolf.
I've never seen it.
I know you
Teen
like Teen Wolf.
He loves Teen
it's
Wolf.
It's so good.
I've never seen it.
You're missing out.
But that's that's a great question, Corey. As the marketing and events manager for B&B, I actually coordinate rentals for our theaters. So it works out perfect for that question. Thank you very much.
So essentially how it works is you have to pay the studio to rent that movie for a day, or is it per showing? How does that work?
Per showing.
Per showing.
Yeah.
And is it fair?
Our price, well, to get an idea, so like if you get a retro movie, it's going to cost around $250 to $400 probably with 25 guests.
Got it.
Now, there's one thing that I found very interesting coming into this industry myself a little over a year ago. Disney is not fun to work with because so in other words, only time you can show a Disney film is a current running film. You can't, like, so the day it's done, you couldn't, even though you have the keys to run it and all that kind of stuff, we can't do a rental because it's cut off on that date. And then they own a lot of studios too. You're just like,
sure.
I asked about one real quick, the other day, and they're like, oh no, it's a Disney one. Dang, you know? But, it's fascinating, but everybody else is really cool. Speaking of retro, I was very happy. I don't know if you guys knew that, but we on when Prince's passing the anniversary back in April, we actually brought in Purple Rain just for special showing. And that went, and then it was interesting about that is I worked with Paisley Park on that, and they themselves couldn't even play Purple Rain.
Really?
Yeah, because of studio rates and things like that.
Wow.
Yeah, even though parts of the movie were done in Paisley Park. How crazy is that?
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy? But again, and I spoke to the, how long the company's been around, you know, since 1924. Our CEO, Bob Bagby, and president, he's so well regarded as far as the in the theater business that basically was not a problem for us to get Purple Rain. So when Paisley Park was just thrilled that we could partner together. We plan on making that an annual event. So hopefully it'll get bigger and bigger because we actually had to go to two screens because the popularity was coming on so high for that. So
let's take a quick break and wrap things up with Mark Hassing when we come back. Welcome back to the Power Trip After Party podcast. It's all brought to you by Evans Transportation. Mark Hassing of B&B Theaters is our guest. And Mark, obviously we talk about the mall. And the theater there, but you have to, it's kind of a unique experience to go to the movie theater there because you have to go to the fourth floor. You have to go past all these other stores, all these other places, but it almost adds to the whole thing because you can really make a day of it, by exploring all the shops, doing the shopping and all the other food options as well.
How does a mall work, Zach?
Yeah.
Explain how a mall works.
I guess my question is, as I eventually get there,
Mark,
is
are malls good? And yeah, is it fun do to you be like a part malls? Of a mall?
Obviously, not every one of your theaters is in a mall. What is there anything that's different about this theater because of it's in a mall?
What?
I don't know.
How many other theaters do you have that are near roller coasters?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
One.
Right. Okay.
Out of our 50
the malls work.
Does that change anything from a theater perspective in terms of how you guys approach it?
Yeah, for us the challenge is really kind of the marketing piece because about I'd say 55% or 60% are visitors coming in from Iowa, Chicago, that kind of thing, and the rest are some local people that are finally filtering back in because we're seeing people like I'm just finally getting back to the movies after pandemic. It's like oh my gosh, you know, let's get back in. But no, it's the mall experience adds to it. We find it interesting for a few things that we have people that come into the bar just to chill, and it's kind of quiet in our lobby area, very quiet actually. And so people just kind of chill out in our lobby area just because it gets pretty loud, especially on the third level. We got all the food courts. It gets pretty loud.
Mm-hmm.
And but the whole experience, obviously, you've seen all the people. You got good people watching going on and things like that. But but for us, it's still the same whether we're a brick and mortar standalone theater or if we're inside a mall. It's all about that experience, and we like to tell our customers, you know, enjoy the magic of the movies because that's really what we're about.
A couple final questions for Mark before we wrap up the podcast. Let me ask you about what the entire industry is talking about because next April is the 38th anniversary of the release of Just One of the Guys. And one of the most famous nude scenes in the history of films. Can we do a Power Trip show next April 26th to celebrate?
It's draft day, no.
April 26th is the draft?
Yeah, probably.
How do you know?
I'm what
do you
mean guessing?
Probably. Yeah, it's around the
28th. Yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
You said that very sternly.
Google 2023 NFL draft.
All right, calm down.
If it's on April 26th, I think you can skip the draft for Just One of the Guys. It's the 30th anniversary.
Are you looking for the full movie?
Or yeah, just one of the full rentals. We'll pack a theater.
So not just
watching Rick Morehouse.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a Wednesday.
What is?
The 26th. Yeah, perfect. The draft is the next day. Yeah. All right, I'm in. Let's do it. Yeah.
So yeah, you can rent out the theater.
We watch Just One of the Guys.
Yeah.
We have a whole bunch of drinks to celebrate one of the best nude scenes in the history of films.
Yeah.
And then we'll watch the Vikings pick somebody the next day.
Then we'll go home.
We'll go home.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
We'd love to do that for you.
Are there other things to do at the mall besides see your movies?
Okay, stop it.
rumor
is there parking?
Has it.
Where do I park? In the theater?
Well, they came up with a pretty cool idea. It's a ramp system.
Oh, parking ramp.
Ramps, yeah.
Actually, those are the super awesome ramps, the smart ramps.
You're ruining
with the lights and stuff.
You're ruining.
We do have
smart
ramps.
Don't get him started on the fucking ramps at MOA.
Yeah. Ramps.
He loves the parking situation.
It's a really cool deal, is it not?
We've buried the lead. What's that? You have Coke Freestyle machine?
No, they got Pepsi.
Great question.
Mall of America is Pepsi only.
So no Pepsi Freestyle
Hooters, Johnny Rockets used to, but they're not paying the fee anymore. So Johnny Rockets is back to Pepsi. So Hooters and Chick-fil-A.
Do you work at the mall? He does. Let's let him answer.
I know. Look, look, I'm an expert in the Coke field.
Look, you invited Mark in, right?
Right.
You're a fan of his theater. You're excited to go see the theater, fourth floor Mall of America. He said Pepsi, though.
Yeah,
Are you sure you're going to go?
I totally understand. It's that's the mall's fault, and they've decided they've made their
fault. Who's ever blamed
Mark?
The
will
mall?
You kick Zach out of your theater with Pepsi if he smuggles in a Diet Coke? Because that's how much he likes Diet Coke.
We can't bring in outside beverages.
See, then you gotta
go,
dude.
Yeah, you gotta go.
You're getting booted.
Yeah, you're out.
You better check that app to see if your parking's still available.
Yeah,
because
and if the
you're
lights
on your
above
way
your
out.
Parking spot.
Again, that's not their fault. That's not the theater's fault. That's the fact that, you know, just the product of their environment.
Do you think Mark should shake down the mall? You said it was so nice.
It'd be nice if they all stood
Look
up against
this. Now there's already tension.
I can't imagine that deal as well. I always think the consumer should make the choice, not the big conglomerate. But
you're a man of the people, for sure.
I really am.
You really are.
That's admirable, actually.
Pop power, nice pop power to the people.
Whoa!
Pop power to the people.
Yeah.
Max is like,
all right, let's,
it's not always gone well. Let's.
Is that a State Fair shirt? We're seeing.
I don't have State Fair shirts.
For some people.
All right, Mark. So people can come see your theater. When did you guys actually open? When did you guys crack open?
We opened up last year, May 20th.
May 20th. So you guys have been there, give or take, a little over a year.
Yep.
Fourth floor Mall of America. If people have been to the mall in the last 20 whatever years, they know where the theater is. Yeah. But now you guys are the tenants there.
Yeah, we do some
over.
Fun stuff too. Like for example, back when Fast and Furious came out, I was able to get to the Minnesota Enthusiastic Car Club. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they had replicas of cars actually made to like the difference in different films of Fast and Furious. So we had four really cool looking cars replicas from the movie in the rotunda. And it was so cool because, like, all the, you know, it's four levels, all these people taking pictures and videos.
That's cool.
We got some good promo out of it. But that was really fun. So we tried to bring extra experiences to it like normal theaters don't. Like, for example, this Friday, we have DC League of Super Pets is coming out. Since it's a DC product, I've got some people doing DC characters, cosplayers, and stuff like that. So anytime we have a Marvel film or a DC film like that, we're going to add to the experience. And people love it. And the kids really love it.
So one of my favorite Swartzen bits, and I hope I have this whole joke right, but when Planet Hollywood had a restaurant now where Wisdom Gaming is on the fourth floor of Mall of America, and Swartzen worked there, right? And he said that for whatever reason they got the shittiest movie memorabilia at that. And isn't the joke something like, is that the car from Critters?
Yeah, no, he goes, yep, that's it. The car from Critters, yeah.
And, of course, these two have no idea what Critters is, right?
Great film.
It was like a horrible 80s horror film.
It was like a
film.
Scary Gremlins
Gremlins, but trying to be scary, not
it was terrible.
Half scary,
like
half
there
funny.
Was one that came out of the
it
toilet when a guy was taking a shit. Because every 80s movie needed a guy taking a dump and something bad happened.
The only thing I think this was Critters 1 because there was multiple Critters, but it was the one where there was a couple getting it on at the top of a barn. Not inside the barn, but at the top, like the loft of a barn.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the critters bit off the dude's fingers like while he was, you know, getting it on with his gal. And I remember thinking, I want to get it on with a gal. I was like 10 or 11 as well. I want to get it on with a gal. Is it worth getting your fingers bit off for? But the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Right? Who cares?
Yeah, correct.
I don't need all 10 fingers.
So what if we did Critters Day as well?
I'm
Critters
busy that day, but I'm definitely available for just one of the guys.
Yeah.
Just one of the guys.
Or ladybugs.
Or ladybugs.
We could get like the Minnesota United to come to the Rotunda, preview the movie, say go up to the fourth floor, watch it. Go get some flatbread pizza,
man,
some Pepsi
be good right now.
Ugh.
All right, Mark. Thanks for your time, man.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thanks
that was
for
great.
Having me.
Yeah,
excited
that
to
was
get
great.
Up
thank
and
you.
See it.
Thank you.
Dream come true for me, actually. To meet
awesome.
You guys, so thank you.
Thanks, man.
All right, this has been the Power Trip After Party podcast. All thanks to Evans Transportation.